You're listening to SBS News.
Sunday was Commonwealth Day in the United Kingdom, an event normally celebrated by a service in Westminster Abbey in London. This year, because of the COVID pandemic, the service was replaced by a broadcast hosted by the BBC. Senior members of the royal family took part with pre-recorded messages of goodwill, and it included performances by singers and musicians. The Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle, the Dean of Westminster, says the Commonwealth is about international friendship, despite the restrictions of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, one of the things the Commonwealth does is to remind us that actually distance doesn't stop friendship and commitment. And of course, we need to obey the rules at the moment, but we also need to remember that our future is to be together, living together in peace and friendship. And this service is a great reminder of what people can achieve together.
Sophie, Countess of Wessex, said new technology, such as the video conferencing apps being used for some of the royal family's contributions to the broadcast, helped to keep the Commonwealth together.
The Commonwealth is a great force for good. And I think if we can keep coming together and talking to each other and using the technology that's now at our fingertips, but really has proven its worth during this last year, let's use that as a force for good.
The Commonwealth, known as the British Commonwealth of Nations until 1949, is a free association of sovereign states made up of the United Kingdom and a number of its former dependencies, including Australia. Since 1931, those states have pledged to maintain ties of friendship and practical cooperation and acknowledge the British monarch as the symbolic head of the association, but not necessarily the head of state. So while Elizabeth II is the Queen of Australia, New Zealand and Canada, for example, she is not the Queen of India, although she is recognised in that country as the head of the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth has no formal constitution, and members have no legal obligation to one another. But unlike the United Nations, every member, however small, has an equal say in decisions. Today, there are 53 nations making up the Commonwealth with a total population of 2.4 billion people. That's roughly one-third of all the people in the world. The vast majority of the population is in the developing world. Speaking during the broadcast, the Queen paid tribute to the international efforts across the Commonwealth to combat COVID-19.
Whilst experiences of the last year have been different across the Commonwealth, stirring examples of courage, commitment, and selfless dedication to duty have been demonstrated in every Commonwealth nation and territory, notably by those working on the front line who have been delivering healthcare and other public services in their communities. We have also taken encouragement from remarkable advances in developing new vaccines and treatments. The testing times experienced by so many have led to a deeper appreciation of the mutual support and spiritual sustenance we enjoy by being connected to others.
To many, for Australia to have a head of state who lives on the other side of the planet may seem strange, and a recent poll revealed 62% of the population support having an Australian head of state. But like India, Australia may one day get rid of the monarchy, but it's unlikely to stop being a member of the Commonwealth. It's the third largest contributor to the Commonwealth annual budget. The federal government views it as a means to strengthen democracy and development outcomes in our own region, as well as in Commonwealth countries further afield. Patricia Scotland, the Commonwealth General Secretary, says the point of the Commonwealth is to ensure good outcomes for all member states.
That joining together as a worldwide family, we build on shared inheritances, that we cooperate with mutual respect and goodwill to deliver a common future for the good of all.
Alan Lee, SBS News.